Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dairy on the Air. I'm Andy Vance, and I'll be your host for today's conversation with Midwest Dairy. I'm joined by Britta Gibbert and Laura Lee Schultz. Britta is a fourth grade teacher with North Trail Elementary in Farmington, Minnesota, and one of the educators that participates in Discover Dairy's Adopt a Cow program. Laura Lee is a dairy farmer in Orangeville, Illinois, and is in her second year of sharing her story through Adopt a Cow. Now, you might be asking, what is the Adopt a Cow program? Well, it's a partnership between Discover Dairy and Midwest Dairy that aims to bring dairy farming directly into the classrooms with students across the Midwest Dairy region. It's a virtual learning program that connects classrooms with real farmers and calves and allows students to learn about how dairy gets from the farm to their fridge while following the lifespan of a real dairy calf. Through the program, students virtually adopt a calf for the year, watching it grow and learning more about the dairy farm family, animal care, and environmental stewardship. In today's conversation, we're going to explore the growth of the Adopt-A-Cow program over the past few years, the important connection the program makes for students who may not otherwise get to visit a farm, and what impact it could have on future consumers. So let's get started. Laura Lee, I want to start with your background. What can you tell us about yourself and your dairy farm?
Sure. I'm Laura Lee Schultz, and I've been farming in Orangeville, Illinois for a little over 10 years now with my grandparents, Bob and Kay Miller. Our farm, Millermore Farm, is about 285 acres. We have 55 milk cows right now. Of course, we've got the heifers and dry cows along with that. And since about 2015, I've been working into the ownership of the dairy. It's an ongoing process, but that's the ultimate goal, is that I'll take over the ownership from my grandparents.
That's great. Britta, let's get to know you a little as well. What can you share with us about your background and your classroom?
Sure. Thanks, Andy, and thanks for having me on the podcast today. I've been in education for a little over 8 years, and I've been teaching anywhere from second to fifth grade at North Trail, and I actually started in business as a banker, and my bank was located right near the Minnesota Department of Agriculture U of M campus. And so several of my clients were some of those agriculture professors and students. But my own experience on a farm is limited. My grandparents had a farm, and so, you know, that's a great place from my own childhood, and that means a lot to me. But this year I have a classroom of fourth and fifth grade distance learners. And so they actually haven't been in a school building in almost over a year. So these virtual field trips and these virtual experiences for them have just been an outstanding thing. So this Adopt-A-Cow partnership has just been a wonderful opportunity to be able to bring something from outside the classroom in.
Yeah, I'm excited to learn more about it in this context of the virtual education you've been doing. I think a lot of us have had experience of maybe bringing kids about the age of your students, fourth graders, whether it be through 4-H or FFA type programs, but bringing elementary school kids out to farm. So I love that we're taking the cows into the classroom virtually when we can't make it happen in the real world. We're going to talk more about that. Laura Lee, for your standpoint, tell me how the Adopt-A-Cow program works and what it's like getting involved at the farm level. How do the students react to meeting you and the calf?
This has really been an exciting program to be part of. I was approached 2 years ago by our Midwest Dairy rep in our area, Kendra Anderson, and they've really made it easy for me as a farmer with, you know, limited time to be able to be part of this program. And we provide information to Discover Dairy and the Center for Dairy Excellence, and they take that information and distribute it to the classroom. And it's so exciting to see the reaction of the kids. They just get such joy out of seeing these calves. And we try and send, you know, in addition to the pictures, also some video clips and such throughout the year. And I hear the most directly from their teachers. A lot of them contact me through Facebook. And they're just so excited to be able to offer this experience to their students to just kind of bring the classroom to life a little bit. And the really neat thing about the information that they're receiving is that there's been a lot of care put into making this fit into the teacher's curriculum. And so that's kind of helped them incorporate it into their classrooms in a way that fits what they're currently doing. And it's just such a joy to hear from them Actually, just yesterday, I heard from a classroom down south that's adopted our calf, and they were messaging like, are you okay in this cold? Like, how is our calf doing? And so I was able to explain to them all of the different things that go into caring for calves during the cold weather and just make that little personal connection that goes a long way.
I love hearing that. And yeah, you know, I've got a second grader at home, so I know the love of animals that kids just seem to have innate within them. Britta, why did you decide to participate in this program? And after getting that context from Laura Lee as to what it's like on the farm side, how do you see the students reacting to that farm story when a farmer is sharing their experience?
Sure. Yeah. The information for the program came in an email from the Minnesota Department of Agriculture in the classroom email. It was way down at the bottom, and I was scrolling through looking for opportunities for the kids. And I saw it on there, and I was thrilled about the opportunity. And so I just figured the kids are going to be just absolutely ecstatic about this. And of course, I told them, and they were clapping and smiling. And I mean, you can see our pearl back here in our classroom hanging on my wall. And so the kids are just so excited about it. And so what I did is when I introduced Pearl right away to the class, I made a Google slide presentation. And so we talked about the host family, which we have the Tower Dairy Farm. And we just talked about our Pearl. And then we combined those materials that we got from the Adopt-A-Cow program with a few things that I also kind of found to create more of a co-curricular experience, so they could have it in reading and social studies and science, and we could kind of put it all together that way. And so we use the platform Schoology, and I have a whole course just for the Adopt-A-Cow program in there. So every couple of weeks when we get new materials, whether it's the creating a smoothie or just some of the different STEM activities, things like that, we throw in there. And the kids just can't wait for the next updates to come and the next things that they can know about her.
So thinking of, and I'm trying to put myself in your shoes for a minute as an educator, you have a lot of demands on your time and attention and a lot of different requirements, the things that you have to get across in the curriculum. But it sounds to me like you've had pretty good success weaving this program throughout your curriculum in different subject areas. Is that something that you found easier? Did it take extra effort to make that happen, or is the program designed that you can put it into different aspects of your curriculum pretty handily like that?
It's very much designed where we can throw it into the different subject areas for sure, because they have all kinds of different activities and stuff for the kids to do. And then also just having fourth and fifth grade combined, we are creating a brand new curriculum for the kids too. So it's definitely just a support that we can add in different aspects of the different subjects and stuff too. So
I want to get your take, both of you, on what you see as the benefits from the Adopt-A-Cow program. So Laura Lee, let's start with you. What are the benefits you've seen or as a farmer who's participating in Midwest Dairy and all the different partners? What are the benefits you see as your involvement?
There's really so many things that I love about this program. For me, I like being able to share our story with the public, but of course it's difficult with the demands of being on the farm and making, you know, getting everything done that we need to. So one, it makes it easy for me to help educate the public through the program. And I also think it's just such a great partnership between Midwest Dairy and Discover Dairy. I think they've really been able to capitalize on a program that was started in Pennsylvania and expanded out. And I think that's been a really smart way to leverage our Midwest Dairy dollars that we as dairy producers put into the checkoff program. So that has been really great. And also, I think that it's by putting it directly into the schools, that's such a great way to educate kids early on about where their dairy products come from. As Britta mentioned, you know, her grandparents farmed, and I think that's true of a lot of people that maybe they knew a farmer a few generations back, but those connections just getting more and more tenuous all the time. So anything that we can do to bring our dairy story directly into the classroom and make those personal connections, I think is just gonna leave kids with a positive impression of the dairy industry, which is what we're hoping for. So.
No, Brittany, that's a pretty good summation. I think a lot of dairy farmers would probably echo what Laura Lee said about our hopes and educating those future consumers where their food comes from, reconnecting them to the farm, because most of us are now 1, 2, 3 generations removed from being directly involved in food production. But what about your role as an educator? Obviously, a good partnership is beneficial to both ends of the partnership. What are the benefits you've seen from being involved in the program?
You know, the unique thing about being in Farmington is several parts of our town. I mean, we have a lot of dairy farms right here, the Donnelly Farms here in Farmington. You know, you drive up to our high school and it's bordered by, you know, by farmland there, but kids don't necessarily have a firsthand look at what that looks like. And that Tower Dairy Farm and Angie and her daughter Ruby have created videos for us, and they've just really given us an inside look. You know, we see that from the outside as we're driving by, but they give us a better inside look of, you know, what's going on and what's happening at the farm and just the work that it takes and the, you know, the appreciation that our kids have. And it's just so important for these 10 and 11 year olds, because if they're caring about Pearl, they're ultimately caring about what you're doing and what you're doing on the farm there too.
I think especially those of us who have either been educators of little kids or have kids of our own. I think about my own daughter I mentioned earlier, kids say the darndest things, as the phrase goes. So Laura Lee, what are some of the most interesting questions you've heard throughout the program, and what's the reaction you get from the students when you're telling your story about what's life like on the farm?
Sure. Honestly, I've been so impressed with how thoughtful the questions are that I get from students. For example, last spring we did at the end of the year a virtual farm tour that was live, and the students could ask me questions over Zoom as I was walking around the farm, showing them different things. And you could really tell that they'd already learned so much just by how good their questions were. You know, they asked things like, well, why does a dairy cow look this way and a beef cow looks this way? And I was able to explain the genetics and breeding that go into it, and, you know, kind of compare it to how an athlete, you know, is going to be in super good shape. And that's kind of how these dairy cows are. They're almost like an athlete. And so just questions like that. You know, they were asking about what the calves do at different stages, and you could tell that they were really processing the information and coming up with some great questions. I was blown away. I really haven't heard too many ridiculous questions. So
the follow-up to that then that kind of logically pops to mind is, we in the industry talk a lot about our relationship with consumers or the need to educate or having conversations or telling our story. How's participation in the program changed your view, if at all, on communicating with that next generation of younger consumers?
Yeah, it's always something that's been important to us. Our farm, probably 20 years ago, used to do a lot of school tours for preschools, kindergartens, elementary schools. And with the demands that are on today's educators and school budgets, that's just not feasible for a lot of schools. And so this has been a really great way to still kind of have a similar experience without the time and expense that would be put on the school to do that. And also, you see a lot of the advertising geared towards parents. We just want to be able to share the information so that students can make their own decisions with information directly from dairy farmers, instead of hearing it from outside sources that maybe don't quite understand all, you know, the realities of dairy farming. So that's been a really great way to just have that direct communication with young students that then they can then go home and share with their parents is really exciting.
Britta, one of the things I was wondering about, what's been one of your favorite experiences or maybe your students' favorite experiences with the program so far?
Just the excitement from them, really. And I actually wrote down a few of the questions that they had asked, because they are so, I mean, kind of piggybacking on that, they have asked some really great questions. And I mean, they just want to know, you know, how tall will she be? How did she get her name? Is she smelly? And what does she do all day? How does she exercise? So going off of that sports there. And will she be milked when she's an adult? What does she eat? And finally, my favorite is, where does she live? So what, another student chimed in and said, you know, I think she's back behind the school. I think that they're going to keep her back, you know, because we have a beautiful garden in the back of our school there. I think we're going to keep her back there. And then another student reached out to me and was just like, you know, my grandparents have a farm and I know how to take care of a cow. So if you need any help, were saying to me. So they thought, you know, that I had Pearl in my backyard. And so the videos definitely have been helpful that come through of, you know, just getting the tour and being able to see that Tower Dairy Farm, that we can see exactly who's there and who's caring for Pearl, have been able to answer those questions. So that's been a favorite thing. And just, you know, the more they know, the better questions they ask.
Well, and with that in mind, you mentioned in your particular area, having a good quantity of dairy farms around the school and around the community. What was the baseline of knowledge that your kids had in general about agriculture, about dairy farming prior to being exposed to the Adopt-A-Cow program? And then as you've kind of evaluated that, you know, just observing them over the course of the program, have you seen that grow and change as a result of being exposed to the relationship with the Adopt-A-Cow family?
Yeah, I think so. And I, you know, we've got farms surrounding us, but a lot of them are definitely city kids. You know, they don't have a lot of experience inside the farm. Our principal is absolutely wonderful. He has a farm of his own. And so, you know, he brings in sweet corn and things at the beginning of school that even the students or the teachers as just a gift of appreciation for us. And so, you know, they've had that experience. Like I said, we've got the garden and stuff in the back of the school. Where we've been able to grow some vegetables and apple trees and things like that. But other than that, that's a pretty, you know, limited experience other than what kids may have, you know, in a grandparent or another aunt or uncle or something like that. So definitely their knowledge has grown throughout the program because they're learning kind of that what's going on inside. And I would hope that, you know, when they drive by some of those farms now, they're able to really picture what might be happening, you know, inside those farms as well.
So this past year has been a tough one for you and for all of us that are, you know, trying to make sure that our kids don't fall too far behind in education. We've learned from the pandemic that virtual learning opportunities are pretty important in continuing to not only just keep the kids moving forward in reading, writing, and arithmetic, but also in sharing our farm-to-table story with the youngest dairy lovers. I thought this was pretty cool. I don't know if either of you have had a chance to see this stat, but through Midwest Dairy's partnership with Adopt-A-Cow this school year, more than 10,000 educators have signed up. More than 260,000 students have participated, which I thought was really fantastic. So that was about a 1,400% increase over the last school year. COVID may have fueled that, as educators like Britta were looking for opportunities to expose their kids to lots of different learning. So I want to start, Laura Lee, with this question for you. With that kind of context, why should dairy farmers like you and listening members of the listening audience be excited about this program and what's happening?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I think it's really been an impactful program. Last year, our information on our calves went to about 100 classrooms and just under 4,000 students. And this year, we're at over 6,600 schools and groups, and almost 170,000 students. So if you think about the reach that the program has, I think that's just tremendous. And our partners at Discover Dairy and Midwest Dairy do such a great job communicating with all those different groups and getting them the information and kind of serving as the coordinator between the farm and the students. And to be able to reach that many students, I think is just unreal. It's just outstanding. And I'm so appreciative of all the educators that find value in the program. And it's just been such a hard year. I know I have some relatives that are in education, and the work that you guys are doing is just phenomenal. And we appreciate it so much. And for educators to incorporate the Adopt-A-Calf into their curriculums, I'm just so grateful that they are willing to do the program and share it with their students, because it's the excitement of people like Britta that really help with bringing the program to life with their students. So thank you so much for all that you've done.
Britta, I want to ask you maybe a similar question. So after your experience with the Adopt-A-Cal program, is this a program you're recommending to other educators or to other teachers that you, in whether it be in your school or others in your social circle? And what would you say to them, I guess, as a recommendation for getting involved and being excited about the program and how it can benefit their students?
Absolutely. You know, and being a virtual teacher, you know, you don't know the impact something might have because you're talking to a little box, you know, with the computer, the iPad all day long. You don't really know the impact, but, you know, just to know that this program has had an impact, not only on the educators that you're supporting through this program and helping them, you know, with these materials and things, but also just into the kids and then into the dinner conversations that are happening in their homes. And so the trickle effect of this is far greater than you probably even realize, because, you know, now my kids are talking about, okay, well, we just learned that with all the ice cream and the cheese and all of these, it's all part of this dairy farm that we now know about. But that's coming into a dinner conversation and coming onto a dinner table where, you know, you might not have been aware of how much this impacts, you know, and just that trickle effect, I think is a big piece of it.
As we wrap up our time here together, Laura Lee, I want to give you kind of the last word here. Is there anything you've learned from your experience in the Adopt-A-Cal program that you think other farmers could benefit from? So in other words, maybe how could other dairy farmers share their story, whether or not they're involved with Adopt-A-Cal or not? Are there things you've learned that they could take to heart in sharing the story from their farm?
Sure. I think the one way to kind of approach it is just to start where you are. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, any big concentrated programs, but let's say you bring chocolate milk to your kids' basketball games and use that to start a conversation. Or you initiate an ice cream social at your church and use that to start a conversation about dairy. It doesn't have to be a great, big, huge program, but just making connections locally and talking to people about what you do, or even just sharing your story with, you know, your 300 friends on social media, I think I've had some really great conversations with people online that way. So, you know, I don't think that we all have to go out and do all this work. We've got Midwest Dairy to help us make that easier. But I think just anything that we can do to promote our farm and our industries that we love so much in these small ways really goes a long way. So I would encourage other farmers to do that.
And what a great note to finish our conversation on. You know, it's all about partnerships and the power of working together. I love this program because it ties together educators, Midwest Dairy, dairy farmers, the Discover Dairy program, all partnering to have a great impact on kids. I think something near and dear to a lot of our hearts and certainly our future generation of consumers. I want to thank both Britta and Laura Lee for just an insightful conversation today and a discussion about the Adopt-A-Cal program and their personal experiences. You know, dairy farmers have such a great story to tell. And we know that not every person will get the opportunity to visit a farm. And at the same time, students and teachers are adapting to this new virtual environment and constantly changing the way we connect and learn. Adopt-A-Cal is just one example of how students and farmers can have meaningful connections without ever leaving the classroom or leaving the farm, because the technology allows us to be so easily accessible and maybe can have an exponentially larger reach than a traditional on-farm visit. In closing, I'm Andy Vance, hosting Midwest Dairy's Dairy on the Air podcast. For you, the listener, thanks for joining us. If you want to hear more about some of the various issues affecting the dairy industry, subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platforms, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or just check out our website, midwestdairy.com, for future episodes. Until next time, have a great day.